Mental Health is hoping to complete a swap that's been under discussion for a decade. The state corporation is asking for about 20,000 acres of Tongass National Forest land at Shelter Cove near Ketchikan and other parcels near Naugatie and Hollis on Prince of Wales Island. In exchange, the trust would give up a total of about 18,000 acres. Those lands are on the hillside above Mitkoff Highway south of downtown Petersburg, along with parcels on Deer Mountain and Gravina Island in Ketchikan. Other mental health lands that would go to the federal government are near Juneau, Wrangell, Sitka, and Myers Chuck, along with a parcel on Kuyu Island.
Get out of your backyard and be a little bit more remote.
That's Paul Slenkamp, Senior Resource Manager with the Trust Land Office, which is part of the Alaska Department of Natural Resources and manages lands for the authority. He presented arguments for the exchange to about a dozen people in Petersburg.
We believe that this will help protect jobs, both in the timber industry, which is very beleaguered, as you may be aware of, and also in the tourism industry by preserving some of the backdrops and view sheds of the local communities, specifically Ketchikan, Petersburg. And then also so there's some watersheds and view sheds and old growth timber along the inside passage that will be retained through this transaction.
The land office manages 130,000 acres of timberland statewide for the trust. Money generated off that and other acreage goes to the Mental Health Trust Authority, which has been paying out about $20 million annually for mental health services around Alaska. Last year, trust officials said they'd be going forward with logging the lands in Ketchikan and Petersburg if legislation to enact the exchange did not pass Congress by mid-January of this year. They later backed off that deadline and have focused on getting the legislation passed at both the state and federal levels in the new year. Land Office CEO John Morrison gave an update on those pieces of legislation.
We understand that we have very good chances of imminent passage at the federal level. There was a first hearing in the Senate today at the state level for SB 88.
Correct.
So the state process appears to be moving along. We don't sense any resistance at the state level, and so we're in constant contact with the timber community to see what their status is. And so we don't have any specific deadlines at the moment, other than it is very important that both of these bills pass this session.
Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman's bill had its first hearings in the Senate Resources Committee in March, and Ketchikan Independent Dan Ortez's House bill also had hearings scheduled at the end of March in the House Resources Committee. The Mitkoff Highway Homeowners Association formed in late 2005 to oppose logging on the steep hillside above their homes south of Petersburg after the Trust Land Office announced plans to go forward with timber sales. The group has argued that logging would increase the chance of landslides on that slope and have documented slides that have already occurred naturally in the area around Mitkoff Highway and the electrical transmission line that brings power to Petersburg. Some of those residents questioned the officials about how they could even consider logging those lands given the risk of landslides. Here's Morrison responding.
I understand. I mean, I wouldn't want to live at the bottom of a slide area or have something affect that the area above my house. I certainly wouldn't want to do something that endangered people below our house, or below land that we owned. So we're certainly taking those things into consideration. And as I said, we're committing significant resources to moving this exchange forward, including coming down for meetings like this and working with a number of interested parties.
Petersburg resident Becky Knight is opposing the exchange and thinks the land should be sold to the federal government instead. Knight points to an email from the Trust's Slenkamp last August that gave an update on the land exchange and said the Trust was in final negotiations with Viking Lumber for purchase of all timber on Prince of Wales Island associated with the proposed exchange. Knight questioned the Trust officials about how they could be negotiating to sell timber before the Trust owned that timber. Slenkamp and Morrison responded to Knight's question.
I can still say that no, we do not have a contract, although we are talking with all members of the timber community as far as supply.
I can unequivocally say that we don't have a contract and that we were misquoted. last time we were here.
Well, can you explain what final negotiations means?
No.
Well, at the time, and we still are, we don't own the timber yet. And I know that's exactly what we said last time, and I'll say it again, is we cannot sell something we don't own. And when we have ownership of it, we will negotiate and hold, according to state statutes, our disposal.
We'll go through our process to dispose of the timber.
Trust officials anticipate between $40 million to $60 million in timber sale revenue on the lands near Ketchikan and on Prince of Wales Island during the next two decades if the exchange goes through. Following the meeting, the Mitkoff Highway Homeowners Association's Ed Wood said the group is hopeful that it does go through.
It's kind of disappointing that the landslide issue isn't even really front and center or being discussed. So that's our interest in this. Other than that, we've just been waiting to see.
Petersburg's Borough Assembly sent a letter last September urging the trust to go forward with the land exchange instead of logging the parcels. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.